Personally, I thought it was boring, honestly. I mean, obviously, everyone has their own interests, but I searched for comedy, and well, that's the problem, isn't it? It's literally, well, maybe, I mean, it's, maybe it's just an omission, but it's listed as a comedy. Yeah, I mean, technically, not even any other genre. So obviously that's very much incorrect. But I mean, it has obviously comedic bits and pieces, but not really. I mean, very, very scattered. It's not really like it's very, like, I mean, I think the probably most comedic, more comedic than others, I guess, that could be considered comedic, I guess, is when she said she had antifreeze or blood, and even then, that's just being mean for its own sake, but I guess, that would sort of be most comedic, I guess. Other than that, obviously, there were a lot of awkwardness that, I don't know, we thought it was comedy, but just awkwardness, really. I don't know. It's not very, very big comedic, in my opinion. I don't know what on earth people thought was so interesting. It was boring, frankly, and it was just full of dreary stuff, And the way it played out is ridiculous, right? Like, I mean, I don't know. It had the vibe of like a high school movie or something, right? Except it's set in university. So, it's supposed to be slightly more mature. But it wasn't really. I mean, it ended a similar sort of amateurish sort of thing, vibe. Like, when at the end there, when they were supposed to do that competition thing, it's just classic, the sort of, thing, where, oh my goodness, everyone happens to fail and the protagonist succeeds. Whoa, incredible, what a miracle, you know what I mean? I don't know personally what's so interesting about that, I mean, it's very plain, shall we say, it's not comedic either in itself, obviously, nothing at all comedic. You know what, if they actually focused on the they didn't focus, I mean, like, too much either, but they barely did at all. I mean, they had like three scenes in the actual university doing actual, well, unless university is just about everything else apart from that, I guess. Seems like it might be. I don't know. I know the point is, though. That's what's so boring. I mean, it's just constantly everything else. It's not like I wanted that, but there wasn't any comedy. There was just melodrama. I mean, if I wanted to watch a soap opera, could have just watched a soap opera, But I'm actually not very interested in soaps for this reason. It was so dramatic, and at the end, they supposedly reconciled with that policeman, and it's just ridiculous, how can you reconcile so easily after all that happened and everything? I don't know, it makes very little sense, but generally, the sort of melodrama annoys me, really. It has this no substance to it, and it doesn't even have comedy. Well, what's the point? I mean, it didn't have at all, Even rom-coms, actual rom-coms, have some comedy, usually. Not a lot, and the comedy usually becomes scarcer as it goes along. But they usually have some. Not this, though. This, though, apparently, can go on with it. And yeah, I mean, it seems like, you know, people are at least rated above average, at least my average. I mean, I was personally more bored with it than a lot of other things. I mean, you know, just like, the only thing that was interesting about it was the credits, and that's saying something, right? In my opinion, that was the only thing interesting. The way they were done, yeah, quite nice to look at and such. But you know, it's obviously a movie isn't just credits. Yeah, so yeah, the credits and obviously the accompanying pictures, you know, whoever drew that was, it's obviously skillful. But you know, obviously it should be more than that. You know, it's just, like, you know, and I don't know. Like at the end, that was, as I said, it was just so amateurish. You know, like, ooh, everything is supposed to fall into place, and he makes up with his mother. Why? I mean, she's been an asshole throughout the movie. Throughout, from the very first second you see her on screen, she's an asshole. And but somehow, oh, thank you for what? For being an asshole? Whatever. You know, just I don't know. So it's not like I care about real fictional relationships. You know, I mean, well, even if they weren't fictional, but I don't care so much about this. I watch movies for something other than, you know, either a plot overall. You know, if every movie has a plot, which just this doesn't. I mean, an overall sort of overarching plot, obviously. This is what's supposed to be then about its component parts, the characterization and such, and it doesn't do well either. There, it's just boring. You know, it's just constantly. Yeah, let's have a relationship, or maybe not. Maybe not. Yeah. Maybe, let's come on, let's try it. I'm like, what the hell? Who cares? You know, and like with everyone, it's like, wow, like, give me a break. It's just, everything is just so. I mean, honestly, I had difficulty finishing it. It was just so dreary. The whole thing, really. Yeah, and then at the end, the ending was even more annoying. You know, because I mean, you know. There was a fist fight there. I mean, really? So I'm supposed to not only be subjected to a boring supposed romance, you know, whatever it was, you know, boring relationships, and but then also be subjected to random violence as well for no apparent reason or something. I don't know. I don't know. I personally don't. I mean, like. And it's really weird because, you know, on IMDb, I looked at some random review and it gave it 10 out of 10. Like, what? This is, like, I don't know, maybe it's just the first movie or something. I just, what? It's like, I can imagine, I suppose, if you just woken up from a coma, yeah, this is the best thing ever, somehow. You know, I don't know. Even watching, that purple dinosaur, what was it called? I forgot. Is possibly more interesting. I haven't watched it, so I'm not sure. But you know, it's possibly more interesting. I don't know. I mean, come on. This is. I mean, even Friends and Friends. They constantly did sort of something similar. Constantly, but it had comedy. You know, I couldn't care less about their relationships, in Friends as well. Even though I mean, they constantly had like some sort of industry. But at least there was some kind of comedy. Not, I mean, you know, thoroughly throughout, but there was some at least. You know, here they didn't even bother. The extent to which they did is, I don't know, just, I don't know. I mean, and the protagonist constantly had made those frowning faces as well. Like, well, I mean, yeah, was it supposed to be comedy? I don't know. It's really weird. And I don't know what they played. These supposed ages like that when they were completely different. Every one of them was like, what, 5 years older at least. What was the point of just making up this? It's just, and it's just, it was at any rate just boring fundamentally. It's what it was, and it's saying something that, you know, the credits were the best thing about, I certainly require more from movies than just credits. I mean, certainly don't watch movies with just credits, but yeah, they certainly invested a lot in all the drawing. I mean, some of those caricatures, I guess you could call them, didn't look so much like them, but some did. They did his dad, for example, into, yeah, his dad, it was kind of funny, in the form of the Vitruvian Man, and his face was just perfect with reality. So, and he seemed so calm. So yeah, and I don't know. Other than that, really, it's a very irrelevant sort of movie. It's one of those movies that I'll probably forget next week, possibly. Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway, yeah.